So again, thank you so much for being a part of the Bad Billionaires Roundtable, following the page, as well as Bad FBI. If you haven't been listening to the podcast, please, please, please listen to the podcast. I suggest you go over and subscribe. It is on Anchor. It's called Visions and Dreams, and it's presented by Bad FBI. It is also on Spotify. And so you will also be able to hear this Bible study on the Visions and Dreams podcast. And so let's just get started, because I didn't want to be before you long. We'll just let the Holy Spirit have his way, but let me share what's in my spirit. The scripture for today, day one, is Proverbs 16, verse 3, that says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." I read that from the New Revised Standard Version study Bible. It's in my office. I like it. Although in my sitting room, I have a King James Version or a New King James Version. So I like to have just those two versions. Because it still gives you clarity, very much so. So let's talk about this. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. When you are obedient, the Bible tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. When you are obedient, you're saying yes to God and whatever he's asked you to do. Those of you that know me and have heard me speak on different platforms, I always talk about doing whatever God has told you to do. Not what God told her to do when it looks good. Not what God told him to do when it looks good. You do whatever God told you to do. Now, mind you, that may look odd to some, whatever that is, but it doesn't matter, because you have to be obedient to what God has said to you. Hey, viewer, thank you so much for joining. If you find anything that resonates with you, please share this live with others. So when the Bible tells us in Proverbs 16 and 3 to commit our works unto the Lord, basically he's telling us to seek Jesus first, seek God first. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. Why is that so important? Because the truth of the matter is that we can't go out here and do what we want to do and then say, okay, God, bless this. I need you to bless this, God, because I jumped out and I did this. Can I tell you, in my own experiences, I did that. I've been an entrepreneur for over 24 years. I come from an entrepreneurial family. Our foundation is entertainment, music, of all sorts, whether it's singing, whether it's playing an instrument, dancing. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. And one of the things, as an entrepreneur coming from a large family that of filled with entrepreneurs in various rights, even though our foundation was entertainment, one of the things that I saw was that God had given all of us certain talents. Now, mind you, I can sing. I can't sing like I did 20 years ago, but I can sing. And I can't play an instrument. I'm not that kind of person. But I was always the one to encourage somebody else. I was always the one to build somebody else. And one of the things that is really, really important is in understanding that it can be done, but you can't do it your way first. You have to do it God's way. You have to be obedient to what God is saying to do. And so for me, in looking at, you know, this scripture, commit your way to the Lord. Let's just do that first part. When you decide that you're going to be obedient to what God has said for you to do and be obedient and where he even says for you to go, it's his way, not your way. It's if the Lord tells you to move from wherever you are to another state so that you can establish yourself in that other state, you got to go. You know, you can't pack up all of the grown adult kids. You can't, you know, you have to go. Now, if you have children under the age of 18, especially living in your roof, you know, you have to say, okay, this is where God is taking me. We're going to sit down as a family and we're going to discuss this. If you're married, same thing. We're going to sit down as a family. We're going to pray about how we should go about this. But our yes is our yes. When you commit your ways to the Lord, you're telling him, I want to follow you. I want you a part of this. I want you to lead me. As I said earlier, I said, I'm the curator, or I'm the executor of what God has given me to do. So the bad brand is not, you know, it at the time, it really was nothing that I would have made a business, not an LLC. The bad brand became a brand, but it wasn't an LLC at first. And then I'm like, okay, I started writing this book and doing this teaching, and the Lord said, okay, now things are going to change. And I'm like, oh, okay, okay. But I had to be obedient to that. I didn't want it to, because I really wanted people to see that I started as an entrepreneur because I wanted to do something for my kids, but I wanted to be there available for my kids, but I was doing things in my own strength. I wasn't letting God lead. And so as he came in and he started to change things around and he was starting to lead me the way he needed me to go, and that was in 2007, by 2010-11, actually when the bad name was given to me, it was just to me a brand, because it represented who I was, the royalty, the blessed and destined person I was, even before I started walking in full ministry. But then it was 2014 that the Lord said, okay, let me show you something and I want you to apply this. And then he started to say, this is what you're going to change into. This is what you're going to do. This is what I'm calling you into. And I said, it really felt to me in my flesh that I was doing things backwards, or I was doing things that was, I was doing too much. That's what it felt like, that I was doing too much. But I couldn't say no to God, because that's not where I wanted to be. I didn't ever want to be disobedient. And even though it took me some slow steps to do what I needed to do, I did them, because God was directing me. So this scripture is basically saying that to you. When you commit your ways to the Lord, it's not, okay, Lord, I'm finna start this business, I need you to bless it. Lord, I'm finna move over to Jamaica, I need you to bless my travels. Committing your ways to the Lord is basically saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then the second half of that scripture says, and your plans will be established. As your plans will be established. He's going to give you the plan. He's going to give you the instructions. He's going to show you what to do. The people that listened to God, especially in the Old Testament, but the people that listened to God, yeah, they were blessed. In my spirit, I'm thinking about Noah. How God told him to build that ark, and it wasn't a raindrop in sight. Not a cloud. And the people thought he was so, whatever, it's not raining, that's not finna happen. Okay. But Noah wasn't gonna stop building that ark. He sure built it. God told him who to put on there and how many. And those people were saved. And those people were blessed. And then they started anew. Do you follow what I'm saying? See, commit your way. Your way is God telling you what to do, instructing you on what to do and how to do it. I've had many times where God has instructed me or given me things to do, and I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah. And then I'll be like, okay, but how? I mean, and when? And what? Are you sure? You know, I would always ask questions. I was always doubting. And that's not what we do. When God tells us to do something, go on and do it. What's holding you up? What's keeping you trapped? You don't want to be trapped. You don't want your partial obedience to be disobedience, because even partial obedience is just that, disobedience. You don't want that. And so in my understanding and what I know and what I feel, because as I said earlier, this is leading into a challenge that I have starting next week, and I'll talk about that in a second. But one of the things that God had said to me a few days ago, let's just say the past week, that my revamp, my renew, my rebrand, my re-everything, that's happening for the Bad brand. Now, the name isn't changing, which I thought, okay, Lord, am I going to change the name? No, you're just going to do the things more so of what I'm asking you to do. You're not going to have all these different facets. Oh, hallelujah. You're not going to have all these different facets under the Bad brand name. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I got a couple of things I need you to do, need you to get rid of, need you to stop doing. And then you'll see how I cultivate it. That's what God is saying to me. And I believe that's what he's saying to you. See, this entrepreneurial Bible study is not about prosperity preaching. It's about getting yourself in tune with where you need to be and where God is calling you. And keep that in your mind's eye. Now, a couple of things are going to happen from this, and I want you to be prepared. So let me share this with you. The challenge, the Bad Billionaires Roundtable Challenge, actually starts August 7th. And right now, the preliminary investment is way less than what it should be, and that's going to change in a couple of days. But if you catch me slipping, you can get in at $30. It's going to go to $60 in a few days. But if you catch me slipping, you can get it at $30. Get signed up. We go live on the 7th. A lot's going to happen between now and then. It's a 30-day challenge. That's all you're going to get. Workbooks you're going to get. Ooh, there's a lot of things you're going to get. I'd like to show you. If I could, let me pull it out here. I'm going to give you, some of you will get these Bad Bucks. They have the logo. They have our name on them in the rhinestone, obviously, gold etching. And it's a fake $1,000 bill, okay? Some of you are going to get some of the, what I call Bad Bucks, that will help you for future things. And it all depends on your work in the challenge. This challenge is not like my other challenges. This challenge is going to really pull on you, and it's really going to look at your faith. It's going to measure your faith. And so I want, and it's not for everybody, because you've got to do the work, and you will not have time to go and watch replays and all of that. You've got to do the work. You've got to be, you know, dead set on when we go live, whether I have an actual live video or we have live work to do in the coaching program, because it will not be on Facebook. It will not be on Facebook. Some of the things, the 90% of the things are going to be in the coaching program. I do have a group for it, but hear me out. If you don't do the work, you don't get the replay. If you don't do the work, you don't get the replay. You don't get the things that are necessary. You don't get it. And so right now, like I said, catch me slipping. This link that's connected to this live, and the link that I will share with those that are listening to this on the podcast, that link right now will give you that $30 fee. Catch me slipping for 2 days, because it does go up after that. It goes up after that. And so that's what we are. That's what we're doing. Entrepreneurial Bible study. Every day for the next 30 days, every day for the next 30 days. One of the days will be pre-recorded, which is going to be, well, actually three or four Saturdays are going to be pre-recorded, because I do nothing on Saturday, but I will record those Bible studies for you, and they'll be on the podcast, and they will also be on the page here, Bad Billionaires Roundtable. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be strong. And know that God is with you, and he's directing you. There's a reason why you came to the page today, not just because I shared it, but because it might have been something that you needed to hear involving Proverbs 16, verse 3. And let me repeat it for you. It is, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. It's all about obedience, everyone. God bless you. Click the link and register for the Bad Billionaires Roundtable Challenge that starts August 7th. God bless. Have a wonderful rest of your day.